Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guest, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. Our book is titled Special Memory, a children's book by author Christina Francine. Special Memory teaches kids how to distract themselves from something that is causing them to stress out. And heaven only knows we definitely need that these days. Christina joins us to share more about her delightful book. Christina, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you, Linda. I'm happy to be here.
Christina, will you please give us a quick overview of Special Memory?
Sure. Special Memory is a playful, feel-good story that suggests using positive memories to help in times of stress and difficulties. Positive memories can then provide strength and remind us of good times, that they happen again. The main readers for Special Memory are for children about to begin preschool and kindergarten, and then again, also for any child who needs a lesson about the power of special memories. Special Memory also provides a lesson on the power of looking on the positive side of life as opposed to the negative.
Was there anything in particular that gave you the idea for your story in Special Memory?
Absolutely. It's based on a true story. I created the story because of my youngest daughter, who was definitely afraid to go to kindergarten. So I decided that because I couldn't be there when she started kindergarten, I wanted her to have something to take with her, and that something would be strength and a way to view through a lens that was going to help her and give her strength, as opposed to her thinking about the negative and being worried.
What a great idea. Well, Christina, you've written a couple of other children's books that appear to be part of a series. Is Special Memory also a part of that series?
No, it's not. I have thought about it, but at this time, no, it's not.
The illustrations in your book are delightful. Who is your very talented illustrator?
It's Adrielle Villemeiser. Yeah, she does a great job. I was very pleased with the illustrations. And I have to say, I always get comments from readers and from teachers and parents and children about that.
Christina, what would you say has been the most rewarding experience for you since becoming a published author?
It has to be the pleasure that I see readers getting from reading my work. Yeah. And of course, if I can help any child to feel better and be more positive, that's a lot of reward for me right there.
Well, that leads me right into my next question of what kind of reactions do you get from kids when you share your book with them?
Well, it's varied, but some of them focus on the weather, being in the rain, because they feel like, oh gosh, this child in the book gets to do something that maybe might be fun for them to do too. And the other thing is just spending time with a parent in a chair, because it seems like parents are so busy today. I think young children want to spend time with parents. So yeah, mainly I think it's about dancing in the rain.
I wouldn't mind dancing in the rain myself. So why did you include a list of discussion questions and activities in Special Memory?
Because you can't talk about the weather without including clouds. And one of the other things that I'm passionate about is teaching. I'm a teacher. So it seemed natural for me to put some educational material at the back. And then because I did raise two girls who I love to do crafts with and have fun with, I had to put some activities in the back as well.
As you mentioned, you are currently teaching, but you're teaching at college level. You are also licensed to teach in elementary school. Do you have a preference?
No, and I get that question all the time. People want to know what my favorite is, and I honestly, I don't have a favorite. Every grade, every age as something special. I enjoy it no matter what, no matter what age they are.
Are you working on a new book now? And if so, will you give us a quick teaser?
Yeah, I'm moving into writing a novel, and I'm about a little past half. And it is a fantasy novel, and it's about a dream keeper for Earth's children. And she's the protector of their dreams so that they can have strength during the daytime. She's searching for love because she's not sure that love really exists on Earth anymore. And she gets in a bit of trouble because she starts to enter some dreams of her charges and she's not supposed to.
What age group is this being written for?
I've kind of hem-hawed about the age. And at first I was thinking middle grade, but I'm thinking it's going to end up leaning either more towards young adult or new adult.
Christina, in your bio, you say you've always found writing fun and a form of play. Will you share a bit about that with us?
Oh, it's linked to imagination. Imagination is fun. And it's one of the topics that I bring up to my college students because I teach writing. I try to link them back to play. I tell them imagination and creativity is linked to play. So try not to think of writing as work. It's linked to play. I guess that's why I like to teach writing. And that's my thought on imagination and play.
I like that idea. Do you feel that technology has overtaken our young people's desire to actually write a story or a book now?
Yes and no. I think in some ways, yes, it has. But in other ways, I think that it has also given them different ways to pursue that creativity. I worry that many students or young people don't pursue their imagination. The students that I see now, they get stuck and they want me to tell them what to write about. And I don't think that that happened as much maybe a few decades ago. So that's my biggest concern and one of the largest reasons that I push for people to go back to children, young people, back to their imagination, back to a sense of play.
Well, I couldn't agree more with that. If you don't have an imagination, I just don't know how I would exist. So now I'd like to know, what sets your book apart from others in your genre?
I think it is linked back to positive thinking. And I know there are other books out there that do look and think about the positive, but Special Memory comes right out and brings it to the surface and makes it a conversation, hopefully between children and their parents.
Is Special Memory similar to anything else kids may have read?
There are a few other books out there where children are dancing in the rain, but honestly, I haven't found too many. Just a small handful.
Christina, have you always seen yourself as a published author? And did you always believe that you would write children's stories?
Well, let me take you back to where it all started. And that was when I was in fourth grade. And I come across children and young people today who are already talking about the possibility. And I tell them that, yes, you can do this, because I tell them my first story was written when I was in fourth grade. And they end up thinking when they hear that, that it is possible for them too. And the idea for my series now about a talking pen who's kind of a stinker, that is based off that story that I created in fourth grade.
Oh my gosh, what a wonderful story that is. So what kind of feedback do you get from your young audience when you share Special Memory with them?
A lot like what I had said. They feel like they're being mischievous if they think about dancing in the rain. They do like the pictures. They do like that a lot. And like I said, they end up feeling that they get a chance to spend time with a parent. And most children like that.
Christina, what would you say is the main message in Special Memory that you would like young readers to remember?
That pull on your positive memories and create memories. You can create special memories on purpose to take with you and use whenever you need them. You can just pull them up when you have a moment where you're frightened or you're upset. Just pull up that memory and you'll be surprised at how much strength it gives you.
Would you like to share just a little bit about the other two books you've already written?
Sure. It's a series, and they're also leveled readers, so ideally somewhere between maybe second to fourth grade, depending on the level, because it's a level three. And it's about a little immigrant boy who comes to America, and he's frightened, and he misses his friends back in Pakistan. And even though he knows that it's safer for him here in America, he still misses his friends. So he receives a talking pen for his birthday, but nobody else knows the pen can talk. And Mr. Inker is his name, and he's a stinker, and he tells funny jokes. But he ends up helping the main character. The little boy's name is Rafiq. And he comes up with the idea to write an old-fashioned letter, because then that is something solid that his friends can hold on to and that he can also receive back from his friends. That's solid to hold on to.
Oh, Christina, what a wonderful story. So now, where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and where can we purchase Special Memory?
So if you go to my website, which is christinafrancine.org, you'll find links and all kinds of information there. And I also have made available pictures for parents and children to download that are for coloring. And they're easy to find.
And there are links to purchase your books on your website?
Yes, there are.
We've been talking with Christina Francine, author of Special Memory. Christina, thank you so much for sharing with us today. I just know a lot of our listeners who have young children are going to want a copy of Special Memory so they can share it with their kids. And I do hope that when you publish your next book that you'll want to come back and chat with us again.
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you, Linda.
A unique, sweet story, perfect for children entering school. And it comes with a discussion guide for parents and children. If your child is ambivalent about his or her first day of school, I recommend you read this book together. That was a review I found for Special Memory. And if you'd like to share it with the youngsters in your life, please go to christinafrancine.org and order your copy today. And when you finish, please don't forget to post a review. And share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, The Author's Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorsshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, The Roku Channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorsshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorsshow.com. Theauthorsshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.